Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Shit, okay. Jenna, hi, how are you?
Hi,
welcome
I'm
back to the BFM studios.
Thank you. Today I'm going to...
Can I ask you a question? You've just been come back from the Korean Peninsula.
I have. And fresh off the plane.
So you missed the Writers' Festival?
I missed the whole thing.
Yourself a book reviewer.
I went to the Ockham Book Awards and then left the next day. I slipped in there and slipped out.
All right. Yeah. But what do you got for us? Have you had time to read on the plane for a start?
I did. I read one whole book while I was away. This is the book that I'm holding in my hands. It's called Marlena by Julie Bunton. I'd never heard of it, never heard of the author, and just sort of picked it off our reading shelf. So this is a preview copy there. So
it says on the cover, it just says, "Tell me what you can't forget and I'll tell you who you are."
you should just do that all the time.
Tell me what you can't forget and I'll tell you who you are.
For what you wish for, Jenna.
So this is quite a trendy type of book that's coming out at the moment about the complex relationship of young women. There was an
electric debut novel about love, addiction and loss. The story of two girls and the wild year that will cost one her life and define the others for decades. Yeah. I don't even know why I've put that accent on.
It's set in
rural Michigan, so it's not even... Okay, sorry.
So, Julie
Bunton... Sorry about that, Jen. I just jumped the gun.
That's okay. Julie Bunton is quite a young author. She's in her late 20s.
That's Miss Bunton?
Miss Bunton, and she has this character. She's 15 years old. Her parents divorced. She goes to rural Michigan, and she just meets this... quite lost, beautiful, drug-addicted 17-year-old who lives on the
same
kind of
life.
Yeah. So it's about that complex relationship where you have the younger one just having this idolizing the older one and getting into trouble with her. You know right in the beginning that the Marlena, the girl who...
Which is the name of the book, if we've made that clear. The name of the book is Marlena.
She dies. You know she dies.
Not a spoiler, then.
Not a spoiler. Okay. And so this is being narrated by Kat as a 30-year-old. She's now an alcoholic, and she's looking back on this relationship, which was quite a defining moment in her life. So there's this series of books called My Brilliant Friend, Zadie Smith's Swing Time, and this really reminded me of another book from last year called The Girls, which is loosely based on the Manson murders. So it really reminds me of these type of books, but it's set in the 2000s. There's focuses on meth addiction, meth cooking, social media, and so it feels very of this time. I really liked it. It was a really great read. I'm really into books about teen girls. I find them, because I was one. And
yep, I was also one. We were a funny bunch.
Yeah, funny bunch. So there's lots of feelings of like, oh, that feels pretty real.
There's a thing, I mean, from a guy's perspective, teen girls are freaky. You know, like on retrospect with the benefit of hindsight. But let's not forget that teen boys are... Can you imagine? I mean, I don't know if you can imagine what it's like to be a teen boy and welcome to puberty. Might as well just forget the next 10 years.
I'm so glad I didn't have social media as a teenager.
Same here.
It would have been crazy. It's Julie Bunton's quite... I was researching this a bit more last night, and a few years ago she wrote a piece for The Atlantic called She's Still Dying on Facebook, and it's about this... friendship she had with her friend who died, and then she keeps popping up on Facebook.
See,
and
that
so
that does my head in, that sort of stuff. That's crazy.
Oh, have you seen on Facebook you can like nominate people to like look after your account if you die?
Yeah.
And then it says remembering and then your name.
Yep.
It's really weird. So it really, anyway.
That's
so this
really,
is
that's some
heavy stuff on a Monday morning.
But what happens? See, I mean, does that mean that also beyond that, does it mean that people, if you, oh my god, I didn't nominate anyone.
Yeah.
It's like not wearing undies. You know, it's like, oh my god, what happens if something happens? You know?
Yeah.
Have you gone out today without nominating somebody to take over your Facebook page?
And what if you nominate the wrong person?
But what if you just
it is so much of your personal information.
That's just another massive worry that's actually irrelevant, really, isn't it?
Well, I mean, if it depends whether or not you care about that sort of thing. I guess
you're
gone.
It depends whether or not your friends care about it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because you're gone. You can't even get the internet up in heaven, I don't think.
Don't think so.
Don't know.
We'll that's right. There's no such thing as heaven either.
Hey.
So I think it's very relevant of this time. So I think it's great if you're into the if you've read some of those other books that I've mentioned. Also, do you remember that movie called 13? It came out in the early 2000s.
I love it. I absolutely love that movie. I think it's a really great movie. I think everybody who's a parent or thinking about being a parent. She'll watch that movie.
It reminds me of that
feeling. A great example of girls are crazy. You get a full friend.
We have a lot of power.
Who's the actress in that? The one that was she was with Marilyn Manson for a while, wasn't she?
Even Rachel Wood, she's in
Fantastic.
Westfield.
Fantastic.
So, pierced tongues and things, you know.
It's more about. Firstly, by the way, girls with pierced tongues, really? Really? So you got that because of why? Really? Okay. Okay. And also I'd like to speak to parents of girls with pierced tongues. Really?
So maybe if you're a parent, you would want to read this book as well. You can freak you out a little bit. But
I guess there must be something that happens, the sort of resolve at the end must be quite worthwhile, therefore make it into a book. You know?
Yeah, I think this feels very personal to the author, and because of reading about her friend, she had a similar upbringing and in a similar area. So I think there is a bit of resolution, but it's coming back and forward in time. And you know in the beginning that Marlena died, so you want to know actually what the lead up to it. Quite, you know, just teen girls' friendships is just so intense and... You throw some meth in there and you...
Speaking of Americans and rural meth cooking, what about that movie Winter's Bone? That's a good movie. You seen that? Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
Great movie. Anyway,
Highly recommended, $35, published by Macmillan. It's brand new.
I'm just going to come out there and say $35 for a book, pardon?
Hey, we live in New Zealand. It's the result of living at the bottom of the world. It's all the shipping costs.
Really?
And GST.
Okay.
That's my answer for that.
Standard, right?
Yeah, $35, it's a standard now for a book.
For a new book.
I don't want to sound like I haven't bought books for a while, but I have.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. But then you can wait about 6 to 12 months and it'll come out in around $28.
Yeah, we'll see you then. We'll see you then in 6 to 8 months.
Yeah.
For the, for the book that everyone's talking about.
Come out 8 months later.
You've got a preview copy there. It's out now, though. Is it Marlena? The name of the book?
Marlena.
Spelt Marlena.
Yeah, it's great read. Great read. Highly recommended.
Cool.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Jenna. Thanks for coming in. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Are you ready for Natural Ange?
That was Loose Reads. Thanks.